Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Huntley, looking, Flowers, the best man, like chase down, knocked out, Patriots recover, it was Caleb on chase on, who came from behind and forced the fumble.
Patriots Monday, Jones and Keefe, final hour, as we take you up until 2 o'clock. Mego's in for Keefe today. Drake May comes your way on WEEI Afternoons. You can catch that on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. You can also go back and listen to Mike Vrabel this morning. Gave a funny answer that we played earlier today on Will Campbell and his flabby body. Vrabel's words, not mine. On the Jumbotron at the Celtics game.
Question. Yes. Because yesterday before the game, when we were doing the NFL Sunday football show here on EEI in the morning, Ted was like, wow, they better win.
Yep.
If he's out doing that at the Celtics game. Like, he was like, this could be an Everclear stage diving moment.
Wait, really? Because that Will was Campbell
his, that was his perspective.
Spiking a beer?
And I said, I think Will Campbell, because he's on IR, it's fine. He's not playing in 48 hours plus, so who cares?
Correct.
But then I started thinking, is it a worse look if he's injured? I thought it was a great look. I thought, you know, he's out there. He's showing off the muffin top. He's crushing beers. Like, give me that muffin top. I think it was fabulous by him. And, like, I love celebrities at the Celtics games. Give me that all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ted was a little worried about it.
I think
he thought it was a rough look.
I think spiking an empty beer cup all alone in a suite is a little different than diving on top of some poor lady. So I don't know if those are quite the
lucky
same thing.
Lady.
And I agree. I think that when it comes to him being on IR is completely relevant to the story. It's not a guy playing in 48 hours who's out there crushing beers, which I also wouldn't care about, but I would get that a little bit more. I didn't realize Ted felt
that
way.
Did you see May in the background?
Yes.
He's like in the back corner giggling, like he's like his friend is doing something naughty in class and he's like,
no,
it's a little dork.
If Drake May was pounding that beer, I personally would not care. But
I bet
people would.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Drake May crushed one beer on the Jumbotron and the Patriots are playing in Sunday Night Football, he should be a legend. Like, that is the quarterback that you want. You want him to be a weirdo? Because guess what you're going to get?
So you're saying you have a problem that it wasn't him. You actually have an issue that
I would love for it to have been him. Do you know how much fun that would be? Like, if people are that precious about him having one beer on the Jumbotron and ripping his shirt off 48 hours before a game, like, we have lost the plot. We have no fun anymore. And it's because, you know, you won so much and you had a weirdo who ate avocado ice cream and went to bed at 7 o'clock. And you think that's the only way to do it. Like, I bet you Josh Allen would do that. I bet you Josh Allen would.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't think so?
It's Buffalo, too.
Yeah, Buffalo people love that.
Yeah, I feel like they would be like, yeah, it's part of Bill's Mafia to do that. Jump through a table. No, he should have shotgunned a beer. He should have won up and shotgunned a beer.
Did you see that Mrs. May was down in the second row behind IT?
I didn't.
Yeah, so his wife.
They weren't sitting together?
No, he was with the boys in the suite. She was down. I think she was actually sitting with, I may have this incorrectly.
Billy just gave a look. What was that look about?
No, my laugh is just because she says IT, and I think about a bunch of engineers with sweater vests on.
Oh, wait. IT meaning Isaiah?
Isaiah Thomas.
No, I thought the same thing you thought.
They were celebrating Isaiah Thomas.
Computer team. Is
I thought the same thing. That's funny. No, I thought you were giving
a Michael was not looking over the computer team being like, I don't know about this.
I thought you were giving a look like, oh, he's out with the boys, except not really, because his wife is sitting running down lines there on the sideline. Yeah.
I think the Wags crew was down like in the second row. At least some of them. She was down there. I saw it in a picture on the internet, so it has to be real.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But it was a picture that somebody put out of Isaiah Thomas. And then Ann Michaels just like smiling with her dimples right behind. And it's like, oh my God. There she is.
You bake stuff. Oh my God.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
That was Friday night at the Celtics game. Last night, Patriots come through with a 28-24 victory over the Baltimore Ravens, come from behind win, which I think they needed, and I mostly feel very good about. That doesn't mean there aren't gripes and second guesses and little nitpicks coming out of the game.
Why isn't Drake chugging beers on the drum?
Well, right, that's a new one that I didn't realize we were gonna have. The fake punt was so moronic. And I do blame Vrabel for that. I don't know if you blame anybody else. I don't know if there's someone else to blame, but it was so foolish.
I have information on the fake punt, just so you know, right here.
Oh, good. What?
Okay, so this is from Mass Live, from Mark Daniels. He talked to Marte Mapu after the game about the fake punt. He says, Mapu said, we were just trying to be a little bit more aggressive, trying to make a play. That was it. They did a good job covering it up. Mapu said he was supposed to throw the ball to the Patriots' backside guy. Since that teammate was covered, the trick play didn't work. Mapu added that the team had confidence in that play due to how much they worked on it this season.
They worked on it a lot?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Didn't look like it, but apparently that's something they worked on. No, if they lost that game, it's like, kiss the coach of the year goodbye, Vrabel, and everything like that. That was just such a brainless, moronic decision there. And it's not just because they didn't get it. And trust me, if Mapu threw it for 15 yards and they got the first down, we all would have gone nuts and we all would have loved it. But it wasn't open. The Ravens weren't fooled at all. And it was a 4th and 10. It wasn't 4th and 1. And it's Tyler Huntley on the other side. So I think all these reasons to go for it were so foolish. And if you want to rewind a little bit farther and remember just kind of the game situation and the flow, the Patriots had just taken the lead 13-10 on a Borregalos 41-yarder where they decided not to go for it on 4th and 2. So you don't go for that. And I was actually okay with it. I tweeted this in real time. I said, a lot of times I'd want to be aggressive and go for it deep in your opponent's territory on 4th and 2 because Lamar's out on the other side. I don't know if he was officially ruled out at that point in time or not. Because Lamar's out, take the points. Tyler Huntley, go up 13-10. Well, Baltimore goes out and scores. Zay Flowers gets the 18-yard touchdown run, so you're down 17-13. It's still Tyler Huntley and the Ravens, and it's still a 4-point game. Now, you didn't get your first down. I didn't think it was reason to panic. 4th and 1, maybe you run that play. Or maybe you just straight up go for it on 4th down. 4th and 10, down 4 to Tyler Huntley, with whatever it was, there was 2 minutes left in the third quarter, you have 17 minutes left in the game, that felt way too panicky. And I still don't get why they did it, and I'm still surprised they got away with it, meaning we're able to win the game in spite of it.
It felt like they were trying to be, as Mapu said, really aggressive there, but trying to win it all at once. And I thought that, to your point, that was an overreaction in the moment. And especially a week after we got the cute comments on these airwaves.
That's true, too.
We don't know whose call that was. We don't know if that was, I can't imagine that was a Springer call. It seems like it would be something that goes above the special teams coordinator.
My guess is, and you've heard this before, my guess is they get a certain look, and if they get that look, the play's on. And so no one technically calls for it, but it's the head coach who can call it off, and he didn't. I'd put that on Vrabel.
Awfully cute.
Yeah.
Awfully cute. So I thought it was an overreaction in the moment. Again, it's just something that you pick at after the game now because it was very silly in the moment, but they came away with the win. It's just one of those, I thought it was very curious, kind of ironic that it happens a week after another trick play. Oh, it only goes for, what was it, like 13 yards or something?
It was, according to Vrabel, it was a double pass for 13 yards. You can only run so many of those. Ha ha. And then he goes out.
Apparently, you're running this one in practice all day.
I was going to say, how many fake punts can you run for -1, Mike? And he still, by the way, I don't think has been asked about it. I don't think he got asked about it after the game. He didn't get asked about it this morning. Next time he meets with the media is tomorrow. Maybe he'll answer for it at some point in time.
He typically gives like a day after the game to still address stuff that happened in the game. Obviously, they were all off today with the late game on Sunday. So I would guess that he gets a question about it tomorrow.
I would hope. He should have been asked one by now.
I'm not going to be there, so I can't do it. I'm sorry.
He should have been asked one by now, and he still hasn't been. So I'm wondering what went on with that. But it's like, how many fake punts can you run for minus one? How cute are those? But no, that was brainless and moronic. And the other piece to it is now you're giving Tyler Huntley the ball at your 44. Mm-hmm. And so all it takes is a couple of Derrick Henry runs. He had a 22-yarder down to the six. He scored a couple of plays later, punching it in from the two. Like, make Tyler Huntley go 70, 75, 80 yards. Don't let him start in plus territory.
And the funny thing was such a, again, a reaction to what happened in Buffalo was on, you know, they were kicking, they were punting so deep because it looked like they just didn't want to have the coverage blown that they had twice that led to those Josh Allen touchdowns in the last game. And then in special teams, they're like, oh, screw field position if this doesn't work. It just was inconsistent. It was a little odd. It felt like they were trying to hit a home run there and just get some momentum turning very quickly. Luckily, they just got it through their offense, which, again, if it had worked, I would have sit here and said, like, oh, another fluky thing that you really can't replicate going forward. You used your fake punt against Baltimore.
Well, that's true, too. Never mind, you also dusted off a play that you really didn't need to dust off and you could have saved for the postseason. Although, after watching it, maybe save that one for all eternity and never use it again.
What else is being saved for the postseason? We keep talking about Josh McDaniels is keeping things up his sleeve.
Yeah.
Like, are they these stinky... I can't say that was McDaniels. It could have been anybody. But these, like, stinky trick plays? No, thank you. Keep those up there.
I mean, Josh is the offensive genius, so I imagine they're his stinky trick plays is what I...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I would imagine. The other thing is Gonzalez, who... It's one thing to have Zay Flowers make a couple of plays on you early, and it was very noticeable because they were back-to-back and they were magnified and they were on that opening drive, or I think it was Baltimore's first drive, maybe their first two drives, where Flowers made a couple of plays on Gonzalez. But you understand it was Zay Flowers. He's lightning quick. Maybe that's not the best matchup for Christian Gonzalez, a guy who's smaller and quicker and shifty than he is, you know, big and fast. So I at least half get that. I still felt like Gonzalez gave up way too many plays to him early in the game. When he started giving up plays to DeAndre Hopkins is where I said, okay, what are we doing here? This is the corpse of DeAndre Hopkins. He made a play on Gonzalez. Hopkins made a couple of plays on the sideline on Carlton Davis too. So it wasn't just Gonzo. What do you think of his night last night? And what have you thought of his season to this point where he was supposed to be the next Patrick Sertan, who's going to get paid like Sauce Gardner, and he hasn't really had... He might look at the contract, but he hasn't had that level of season performance-wise and specifically last night.
I wonder how much we're going to remember these individual games when it comes time for his contract, because he's going to get paid. But when we went into this season, like, do you remember, I think it was minicamp, where Drake had a crazy amount of picks and they were all Gonzo? He threw three picks or something in one competitive period.
Okay.
And Gonzo had a bunch of them.
We were not minicamp, I don't think.
But it was a talking point because everybody was saying, well, is this indicative of like Gonzalez is just absolutely the best player on this team? Or should we be worried about Drake still being an interception machine going into his second year? And I think for Gonzalez, like 80% of the game last night, I didn't think he was good. He looked, to your point, a step and a half behind Zay Flowers every time that Zay Flowers is making a reception. DeAndre Hopkins, that is the kind of matchup that Gonzalez should feast on.
100%. Like, I get it against Flowers. I don't get it against, this is not prime, in his prime, DeAndre Hopkins. This is corpse of DeAndre Hopkins.
And on top of that, they have a lot of problems in their run defense, but they were running Derrick Henry to Gonzalez, trying to force him to make solo tackles again and again and again. And he had a big one late in the game, but I thought that it was not a good game for him overall. He had some nice moments down the stretch, but that's kind of been like Gonzalez this season. I think that he's been inconsistent. I think moments where you expect that he's going to be, you know, just blanket somebody, he doesn't. And then there's other moments where he's ultra physical. In the Giants game, he laid a dude out. He ragdolled a guy. And I was like, I didn't even know he could do that.
So why don't you think they ask him to do that? Do they not ask him to do that because they feel like they can't, he can't?
Tackle?
No. Just like they don't have him man up on anybody. They don't have him follow anybody. They pretty much just give him a side. And he's typically on the weak side of the he's typically not getting challenged often, which maybe speaks to teams not wanting to go at him. When the Ravens did, they had no problem with him last night, whether it was Lamar or Huntley. They had no problem going at him. But like, why don't you think they ask him to do more? Do they not believe in it? Or do they just believe in, we have two stout corners and Carlton Davis has this side and Gonzo has that side and that's just what we do?
I think it's more the latter. I also would say, and he's not strictly in the secondary because he does so many things, but it does feel like if you look across the season, Marcus Jones has been like more of a playmaker
sense. For sure.
And this is a defense that has really struggled to generate takeaways and turnovers. It's been a big hindrance for them. I think going into the game, they were like 21st or 22nd in terms of takeaways that they generate as a defense in the league. And one of the only guys who's been able to do it and who did it last night is Jaylen Hawkins. And so I think that that's a piece of the defense that they're missing, along with the injuries that they have with Spillane and Milton Williams. Jaylen Hawkins, the only one who feels like a little bit of a ball hawk or like he's hopping a play. Otherwise, it's just like, well, we hope we get this coverage together.
And the thing that I found noteworthy about Vrabel last night is, and he did it again this morning on the Greg Hill Show, is he's highlighting that tackle that Gonzalez made on Derrick Henry, where he's like, oh, well, he knifed through and he held off the stiff arm and that could have been a big play. And just Vrabel's need to prop him up after that.
Yeah, it's like the anti-McDaniels comment.
Yeah, it is. Instead of taking a shot at him, he's like propping him up when Gonzalez had a pretty bad night.
He's like, truly, this was the play of the game.
Yeah, and it's still like a 5-yard carry for Derrick Henry. I mean, maybe he prevented a bigger play. I get Vrabel's point. But it's still like a 5-yard. It's not like they held Derrick Henry to nothing on that play.
Right. How many times had he been targeted already from Derrick Henry?
A bunch. And they had run at him all game.
Exactly.
Yeah, to your point. He had feasted on running to that side of the field. And so he makes one tackle, and Vrabel's like, oh, what a game, what a play. And it was a tell that he did it twice. And Vrabel does this often. He did it last night after the game. I didn't think much of it. And then he said it again this morning, and I'm like, oh, he's propping Gonzalez up. For what reason, I don't know.
Do you think Gonzalez has a confidence problem?
Well, that would be where I'd start, but I don't know that. But, like, he's propping him up for a reason, and that would be one of the reasons I would guess at.
Interesting. As I'm sure you know from your experience, he's not the easiest to read in terms of his confidence or emotions.
No.
So I don't know about that or if that's something that's happening behind closed doors, but it certainly could be the case. Or maybe it could just be that Vrabel knows Derrick Henry really well and knows how hard it is to take him down one-on-one. And so maybe that was the thing that most impressed him from the entire game, was Gonzalez taking Derrick Henry down for 5 yards.
This is a good point. Maybe this is what's impacting Gonzalez. He needs to come back on Jones and Keefe. That's what's missing in his game. That's true. He's a much better player a year ago. I don't want to take all the credit for it.
Well, you don't want to replace Hunter Henry, though.
Well,
With the surprise scale.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, we could have both. We have multiple guests.
You could have dueling surprise scales?
We could. So that's I wonder if that's what's impacting him. He misses the interviews here on Patriots Monday. It could very well be that. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ball. Who knows Ball, by the way? He's the only one on that show who picked the Patriots this week. I don't know if you realize that. He's the only one who actually picked the Patriots.
I saw that.
So shout out Dan Ball on that one. We will get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.